Hello, how are you? I hope you are having a good day. My name is Chanel, and I will read you a short story from Brisbane in Australia. Good study habits. All students need to have good study habits. When you have good study habits, you will learn quickly and remember things easily. You should have a quiet place to study, like your bedroom or the library. A good place will help you to study harder. Studying in noisy places, like the living room, is a bad idea. Before you begin to study, remember to clean your desk and chair. A good desk light is important too. You'll easily feel tired if there is not enough light.
Thank you so much, Chanel, for reading this story to us. Hi, this is Shane. First of all, let's have a look at some words together. First one is habit. Habit. 高音在第一段。习惯。We all need good habits. 下一个字呢，我们要学的是Remember, remember, 高音在第二段。下一个字呢是 library, library, 这个字呢它发音的地方分三段， library, 高音在第一段。然后下一个字呢是 noisy, noisy, 这个字呢它是从noise 转变过来的 N-O-I-S-E noise noise 是噪音杂声。那英文呢有一个规律，就是如果在一个字的后面加一个 y， 有的时候呢它就会变成这个字的形容词，噪音的、杂声的意思，就是很吵的 noisyplaces， 很吵的地方。那在加 y 之前，如果这个字的后面已经有了一个 e 的话，英文一个规律就是会把 e 给去掉，把 y 给加上去，所以一个新的字诞生 noisy noisy， 这个新的字呢继承了原来字的所有意思，杂音的、很吵的，它高音在第一段。 OK， 下一个字呢 distracted， distracted 这个字呢它是分心， distracted， distracted， 因为它后面还有个 ed， distract 是分心， distracted 也是分心。这个呢就是看这个字，Where you are studying, you will become distracted. 你会容易变成分心了。Distracted. C 在这边发的是k音，高音在第二段。下一个字是 important. Important. 高音在第二段。Okay. I hope you enjoy this little story. And do...Please read out aloud and remember, practice makes perfect. Hope to see you tomorrow. Ciao.